This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. The future of this economy coming up after the fold, but first, real estate. This will come as news to hopefully none of you, but the absolutely bananas housing market in this country shows all signs of staying absolutely bananas. The median existing home price, remember, median is where half are more expensive, half are less. Nationally, the median existing home price in this economy hit an all-time high last month, more than $350,000 American dollars. Given that homes are the most expensive thing most of us buy, that plays out in a whole lot of ways, including what you might, in something of a stretch, call the secondary market, home flippers, people trying to make a quick buck by fixing up a fixer-upper. A new report from the real estate data company Atom Data shows that home flipping in the first quarter of 2021 was down to its lowest level in 20 years. Marketplace's Matt Levin explains what's going on with that.
If you still surf basic cable like I do, you'd think every other house in the country was being flipped.
Every flip is a gamble that can pay off big.
Oh my God.
Wow. Or cost them everything.
That's Flip Wars, which aired on A&E. There's also HGTV's Flipper Flop and Masters of Flip and a zillion others. Charles Tassel runs Cornerstone Redevelopment in Cincinnati. He's been flipping houses for more than a decade. He says a more realistic show would be called Millennials Stole My Flip.
Millennials who typically over the last 10 years wanted houses that were ready to move into. We're now seeing, okay, I can't get exactly what I want, so I'll go for a fixer-upper and I'm willing to do that.
Tassel says fewer listings and record high prices, even for dreck, have eaten into profits. So have rising lumber costs and a contractor shortage. But he also blames YouTube.
This type of toilet, how do I mount this seat? Well, here's what YouTube says, and I had it done in 20 minutes, which is a lie, you know, plumbing issue. So,
flipping took the biggest dive in the Sun Belt. Memphis saw an 80% drop. Maribel Owen co-owns Homeview Properties. She says many flippers in Memphis are pursuing a different model with longer-term revenue streams.
In Memphis, the market has really been a lot more for rentals. It's a light renovation usually, and then you rent it out.
Fewer flippers in the market won't necessarily lower prices. Brokers say some of the properties are simply too dilapidated to be fixed by amateurs, no matter how much YouTube they watch. I'm Matt Levin for Marketplace.